Hello and welcome to another programme of 78 RPM Records with me, Matthew Duncan. And this programme is going to start off with an American dance band from the 1920s, Abe Lyman and his California Orchestra with Don't Be Like That. Marvellous American dance band sound of the 1920s. That was Abe Lyman with Don't Be Like That off the Brunswick label. Coming up next is our first request. This is Wanna by Derrick's Jazz Band, reputed to be led by Jack Hilton, from early February 1923 on the Imperial label. And I'm playing this for Thomas Jackson of Edinburgh. Thank you. What a great sound for an acoustic recording. That was Derek's Jazz Band from 1923. Okay, coming up next is Vincent Howard and his dance orchestra, actually Arthur Rosebery's band, and this is Low Down Rhythm, which was recorded for the Sterno label, one of the Homophone group, in London in August 1929. Was Arthur Rosebery from 1929 with Low Down Rhythm, featuring Ben Collins and Paul Fenley on trumpets. I played that for Charles of Sheffield, who I know is a very big fan of Arthur Rosebery's work. Okay, coming up next, this is Alfredo and his band from February 1930 on the Edison Bell Winner label, and it's a two-part selection from Rio Rita, and we'll play parts 1 and 2. Thank you.
pleasure we have. We're always neath the palm, so happy that it seems, so near and yet so far apart. If I could only hold you really, tell you all my love sincerely, how I adore your charm. You're always in my arms, in dreams, but only in my dreams.
Alfredo's band from early 1930 with a great selection, two parts there of the popular production Rio Rita. Okay, coming up next, another request, this time for Dave Robinson of Exeter, who's asked me to play something by Jack Harris. And this is Jack Harris under the name of the Metropole Dance Band, recorded for the Metropole label in June 1928, with Sylvester O'Hola on trumpet and Eddie Grossbart on drums and vocal on Yummy Yum Yum.
Nothing but this song. Yummy, yum, 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 yummy, yum, 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 yum. Soon as we start to spoon, my baby starts to croon. Yummy, yum, 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 yummy, yum, 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 yum. For the night when we were all alone, she sat upon my knee. I wanted her to be my own, clung so tight to me. So I asked her if she'd wed. All that my baby said was yummy, yum, 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 yummy, yum, 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 yum. Thank you.
Jack Harris there from 1928 and Yummy Yum Yum, sung by Eddie Grossbart, and I played that for Dave Robinson. And coming up next is a test pressing of an Ambrose piece from 1936 with Sam Brown singing Jingle of the Jungle. And I got this only recently, and it's a fantastic piece of music by a great band, and this is probably my favourite record that they made in the mid-30s.
Jungle, you will hear the tom-tom beat all day. While drums are drumming, black men are humming, humming their troubles away. When you're feeling blue, do what the Zulus do, just sing a little jingle of the jungle. Take the African, escape that voodoo man, and sing a little jingle of the jungle. All they do is dig-a-dig-a-dum-dum, morning, noon, and night. And if you will dig-a-dig-a-dum-dum, you will do all right. So get that native swing, and have a Harlem fling, and sing a little jingle of the jungle.
That was Ambrose with Sam Brown on vocals, and that was Jingle of the Jungle from 1936. Just to remind you, this is Matthew Duncan playing you a selection of mainly jazz and dance band materials from the 20s, 30s and eventually the 40s by the end of the programme. And if you have any comments or suggestions or requests, you can find my email address and contact details on the main page of these podcasts. Okay, coming up next is Charlie Kunz and his orchestra with Boo Hoo, recorded for the Rex label in 1937. George Barclay sings the song, and these records were only available, as far as I'm aware, in Marks and Spencer, although maybe a few other outlets sold them as well, but they sold well enough to be readily available even in this day and age.
Crying for you, and as I sit here and sigh, says I can't believe it's true. Boo-hoo. I'll tell my mama on you. The little game that you played has made her baby oh so blue. You left me in the lurch. You left me waiting at the church. Ooh, that's why I'm crying for you. Someday you'll feel like I do, and you'll be boo-hoo-hooing too.
And that was Charlie Kunz in the late 1930s with Boo Hoo, and that was sung by George Barclay and recorded for the Rex label. Okay, coming up next is our last request of the day, and this comes from Ken Henderson, who has been in touch with me recently regarding Joe Loss and his band, and he's a great fan of the orchestra, and this is them in 1945, in February of that year, recorded in London for the HMV label, and this is the Albert Ammons and Pete Johnson composition, Barrel House Boogie. So I hope you enjoy this one, Ken. Thank you. And that was the great Joe Loss from 1945 with Barrel House Boogie on the HMV label. Okay, well, that nearly wraps up our programme for today. Thank you very much for listening. The last item is an item of music that is going to depict what might be coming in the future for our programmes, and that is that in addition to jazz and dance band music and swing and big bands as well, I'll be playing some music in the shows of folk music and music from around the world, and perhaps put together programmes of each, so maybe it's a dance band programme followed by a folk, blues or worldwide show, and then back to the dance bands and jazz again. Anyway, this is Donald McIntyre, recorded for the Beltona label during its Vocalion period, with Bonnie Dundee, and this was recorded in about August 1923.
Oh, my bonnet doesn't mean.